Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the We Are Podcast on the DK Pittsburgh Sports Podcasting Network. This is your host, Jared Prugar, and let's talk about the Lawn Boys. It's Jawan Sider's world, and we're living in it. The recruiting aspect. Penn State's now the number two ranked class in the country once again, behind, of course, Ohio State, go figure. But we'll get to that here in the second segment when we talk about the future of running backs at Penn State. Penn State has been known for its running backs of late. You know, obviously, it's not Kurt Warner or Kajana Carter or Larry Johnson, but we're seeing a resurgence in it being running backs in the running back room at Penn State. We had Saquon Barkley, who, if you've seen his Twitter recently, I don't know what he feeds his calves, but they look like full-grown men. But you had him. You have Miles Sanders, both in the league now, you know, in the same division with Barkley in the Giants and Sanders with the Eagles. So they're both playing the NFC East. Now you've got a boatload of talent here at the collegiate level with Penn State. Now, last year, the running game struggled to get off the ground. You know, Noah Kane gets hurt. Journey Brown gets, you know, he's unable to participate. We find that out later in the training camp process. He loses his season. And Journey Brown was an incredible running back who I thought could have very well been the next Sanders and drafted in the NFL. But it's one of those things, you know, health obviously comes first and foremost to any player, any person's life over the game of football or anything of that nature. So it was Noah Kaden's world and we were living in it. And then he gets hurt in the first drive against Indiana. Then it was back to some freshmen with Kevon Lee and Keziah Holmes. And they struggled. They struggled at times. And the offensive line in front of them did not do much to help. You know, and that's a position group that we've talked about multiple times, both on the site and in the on podcasts, about the lack of help that the Nittany Lions had up front. But then they turned it on, and that's when Penn State started to turn the season around. You know, Kevon Lee, I thought, made himself look like he was the feature back. Keziah Holmes didn't do a bad job either. I thought he did excellent, and they were both true freshmen. So they were both true freshmen and playing and getting up to speed. And when that happens, you know, that's a recipe. It could be for disaster. And luckily for Penn State, they turned it around. So, you know, you have those guys. And that's huge, too. But when you look at that, you know, there's a lot. And then you also have Devin Ford in the fold. And it's, you know, it's a great problem to have when you have all of that depth. Now, you know, in a perfect world, you would see Kevon Lee is 1B right now, because I think that he's better than Keziah Holmes, and I think he's better than Devin Ford. I think Devin Ford kind of ends up the odd man out in an unfortunate series of events. But you get Noah Kane back, and Noah Kane has looked incredible as far as how he's looked physically, you know, in pictures on the Twitter sphere. It's if he's healthy, like, that's obviously a great situation for Penn State. So I think that Noah Kane's going to be the 1A back. You know, Kevon Lee is going to be 1B, and I think they're going to use them in a multitude of different ways. Obviously in the backfield, but also out wide in the passing game. And if you can just have some quick dump-offs to Lee or Kane and use their hands and use their ability to catch the ball and get them out in space, I think that's an excellent way to use those running backs in Mike Yurcich's offense. And then you've also got to throw in John Lovett, who was a graduate transfer from Baylor, who they got early on in the process, early on in this offseason. You've also got, like I said, Devin Ford. That's Devin Ford's not no slouch either at running back. He's got probably the most experience out of many of those guys. You know, as a true junior, right? You know, obviously COVID screws up a little bit of eligibility, but he would be going into his true junior year with this season. You know, it's a good problem to have when you have depth, and it's a good problem to have when you have quality depth. Those guys could all start and be significant factors for a multitude of different teams throughout the Big Ten and throughout the country at their position. You know, we can't forget about Tank Smith. Tank Smith's just, you know, obviously low man on the totem pole in this depth chart, but he's got some life in those legs and in his build as well. Now, listen, I don't think that Tank Smith's going to get an extensive amount of playing time with the people that are in front of him, but, you know, they're going to be used in a multitude of different ways, and they need to be, you know. But Sider's an excellent coach. Sider has done it at Florida. He's done it at Marshall. He's done it, you know, every stop that he's gone, he's had success. And I don't know what his ceiling might be. I always thought that Ricky Ronnie's ceiling was an offensive coordinator, and now he's the head coach at Old Dominion. So I don't want to put a ceiling on Juwan Sider, but his recruiting skills are outmatched, you know, or can't be outdone. And what he's done in the recruiting aspect at Penn State, you know, I think is very favorable for the Nittany Lions, obviously. But he's, you know, and like I said, we'll talk about this in the second segment. You know, he's putting his impact and his stamp on this program in a big way. So I think that's excellent. But the guys that he coaches are going to be really solid. Now, this is if I were James Franklin and Yurcich and Sider, you know, the way that I would have the depth chart right now, you know, without seeing John Lovett too much, without seeing how these guys have recovered, you know, my 1A and 1B are Kevon Lee and Noah Cain. And I think those are interchangeable. You know, they're both, say what you want, they've both got experience now. Kevon Lee with that freshman year. Noah Cain, obviously coming off of an injury. How does he recover? How has he recovered? Will he be the same back that he was before? Physically, he looks like he's in good shape. Obviously, we haven't seen him with pads on. That starts next month. But it's just going to be one of those situations where I think they can use them interchangeably. And then I think, you know, Keziah Holmes has got to be a factor as well. Neither of those guys between Lee and Holmes did anything wrong to get their starting position or their roles taken away from last year. It's just Noah Cain is healthy. Devin Ford is healthy. You know, I think Devin Ford ends up being the third back behind Cain and Lee. And I think, honestly, you could easily say Keziah Holmes is going to be 2A with Ford 2B. But they go out and get a guy like John Lovett, and that experience in the character that he's shown. And obviously, you know, Penn State's going to have a situation where if they're bringing him in, I think he's going to play. I think he's going to be a third down back. You know, he's 6 foot, 210. And, you know, he's done well. He did well at Baylor. And that's a situation where you've got a guy with experience. It's going to help a rather young locker room. You know, they added 30 freshmen last year. And when you have a guy like Lovett come in and kind of be a leader in the locker room, if that's what they expect him to be, that's a good situation as well. And it's going to be good in that room, too. Because you look at, you know, Penn State on their website, the positions and the classes are like they progressed as normal. If they have a plus, it's because they have the extra year. And that'll be tacked on towards the end. So you have Noah Cain, who's a junior. You have John Lovett, who's a senior or graduate senior. You have Kevon Lee and Keziah Holmes, who are sophomores. And then you've also got Devin Ford as a junior. You also have Tank Smith as a redshirt sophomore. Obviously, Tank Smith, Penn Hills product, I don't think he's going to be a big-time factor. But when you have guys ahead of him like Ford, Holmes, Kevon Lee, and the like, that's a good problem to have. So like I said, I think Kevon Lee and Noah Cain split the carries to start. And I think a lot of it's going to depend on how the game goes, who they can use in the passing game, who's got the best hands. It's just one of those situations where if they are able to stay healthy, it's a great problem to have. And it just goes to show you what Penn State needs and what they, you know, what they're trying to build. It's that competition. You see it every day when Penn State posts something on Twitter. Their core values: compete, sacrifice. And you know, listen, these guys are sacrificing because this depth is absurd. You know, you have, like I rattled off four or five names that could easily be the feature back if they wanted them to be. So that's a good problem to have. But, you know, the compete level, they're going to push each other to get better. They're going to push each other on the field, in the weight room. That competition is good as well. You know, when you have, it's not always about the ones and twos. It's about the threes and fours. You know, last year they needed their threes and fours. You know, Holmes and Lee came in to the depth chart at 3 and 4 in the first depth chart produced. And then by the end of the season, they were 1-2. And that's how quickly it changed. You know, week one, week two. And then, you know, Ford gets hurt as well. And it's just a situation where, hey, now the keys to the running back room are in their hands with Noah Kane now and with Ford. And obviously you throw in John Lovett. And I think it's, you know, just one of those situations where, you know, Penn State's going to roll a guy out there every down. And how are they going to use them? And they have options. And options are never, ever a bad thing when it comes to running backs. You know, keeping them fresh for that late season run that Penn State needs and wants to go on to get back to reality, to get back to the season that they're used to having. 4-5 is not a Penn State season. It's not a James Franklin season. I think it's kind of an anomaly based on a multitude of factors last season. But the running backs, I don't think there are going to be any problems as long as they stay healthy. But when we come back in the second segment, we're going to talk about some running backs that they're going to be adding to the running back room next year that Juwan Siders had a big hand in going out and getting in the last few weeks and in the last few months during the recruiting process.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back to the final segment of the We Are Podcast on the DK Pittsburgh Sports Podcasting Network. We talk about Juwan Siders like he is this kind of recruiting guru, and he is. You know, the job and the body of work that he's done since he's gotten to Penn State has been incredible. And we'll get to that here towards the end, but I want to talk about a couple guys that Penn State has landed this month. You know, they're up to 8 recruits, I believe it is now, this month alone. And you know, when that happens, that's obviously good, but they just—it's just the quality. It's the quality of the recruit that they're getting. It's the quality and that depth that I talk about in the first and that competition level. You know, when you recruit guys like this, it's big time, right? So looking at some of the composite rankings, Penn State right now is number 2 in the country recruiting wise, right? They've landed 2 running backs in this cycle alone. So they've got Nicholas Singleton, who committed July 6th, and then the big guy, and he's composite 4-star, second in the state of Pennsylvania, 5th in his position, and ranked 77th nationally. He was 6'2", 210, fits the mold of Penn State running backs that they got. They're all between 5'10 and 6'1, and around that 210, 220 kind of area. And then they got Katron Allen, who committed on July 16th. Another 4-star guy, highly ranked, 18th in the state of Florida. He's out of the IMG Academy, 10th in his position, nationally ranked 132nd, according to 24/7 Sports. And the guy that recruited them heavily was Juwan Siders. He's the running backs coach at Penn State, you know. But getting guys like that, 4-star guys, obviously when we get, and I've said this multiple times, and I will say this until I'm purple. Once they get to campus, stars don't matter. But, you know, getting guys that are highly ranked, and they're both, at the very least, could end up 5 stars by the time it's all said and done. But they're both guys that Penn State goes out and gets big time. You know, Singleton was recruited by former Penn State head coach Bill O'Brien, who's at Alabama, Notre Dame, Texas A&M, Wisconsin were some of the big time guys. And he picked Penn State. You know, you look at the body of work of Juwan Siders and just what he's been able to do. And it's just a situation where, you know, those guys are going to be dogs. And he's not just focused on running backs. He handles a lot of the offensive stuff, a lot of the offensive recruiting. But, you know, he's a guy that went out and got Noah Kane, helped get Devin Ford, Singleton, Allen. You know, those are some big-time guys to go out and get. And I think that's a big, it's a good problem to have. But, you know, those are highly ranked guys. They're all four stars. And then he's also been a big factor in Alex Birchmeyer, an interior lineman who Penn State got for the class of 2023. So they're hitting the ground running on 2022 with the month of July, but they're also hitting 2023 as well. And this is exactly what they've needed for Penn State. You know, last year, the 2021 class is kind of eh. And you have, you know, obviously Lonnie White gets drafted by the Pirates. You know, we talk about signability, whether he's going to come back to Penn State. And I think it's kind of leaning towards the baseball aspect of it. But it just wasn't an overwhelming class. It was okay. But when you have 30 freshmen and you don't lose a lot of guys as seniors or to the NFL or graduate early, you don't have a lot of room for anybody. So, I mean, that's an issue as well. But, you know, you look at, like I said, Singleton, Ford, Kane, Katron Allen. You know, it's he also recruited Kyle Pitts to Florida. And the guys that he's getting, Keziah Holmes, it's a great – Kevon Lee even. You know, we talk about, you know, all these guys, and then it's Zane Durant, Brenton Strange. You know, Sider's area is Florida in the southeast. And he's doing one heck of an impressive job getting those guys there. And, you know, when you have guys like Sider on your staff, it's a great problem to have. Keeping him and keeping him happy, I think, is paramount. Like I said, I don't necessarily know his ceiling, but Penn State is forever indebted to what he's doing as a running backs coach and what he's doing on the recruiting field. Because, you know, if you get guys like they're getting, it's going to pay off. And, you know, it might not happen overnight. It might not happen week one against Wisconsin. It might not happen week two, week three, week four. But, you know, that it just building and developing and getting those guys to the league, getting those guys to play at the next level, to play at an elite level, is how Penn State is going to have to get to compete nationally. And when they had, you know, a two-headed monster in Sanders and Barkley, that's a good – obviously they did a lot of great things. You know, they go to one of the most explosive Rose Bowls of all time. You know, Big Ten champions. That's what Penn State needs to get back to. That's how they get back to that elite level. Because in that 2023-2024, you know, area, guess what? There's going to be an expanded playoff. Penn State's always been on the outside looking in. And Penn State needs to take that jump. They need to make that jump if they want to be the upper echelon in the country. And I think, you know, with the way that the program is trending, that should not be as big of an issue as it was maybe going into this past season, in the 2020 season, or even what it seemed like during the middle of that season as Penn State was hitting the skids and just in a bad spot as a team and everywhere else. So, you know, getting guys and keeping guys like Sider, I think, is paramount to their success moving forward, but it's paramount to their success now, because they've got to continue to develop once they get to campus. Once they step foot on campus, like I said, the stars don't matter. But you got to go out and get those guys and develop them once they get to campus. And he's done a great job. He got, obviously, Lee and Holmes up to speed and integrated into the offense sooner rather than I'm sure he or James Franklin wanted to last season. But he managed to get it. And guess what? It's worked out. Now they have options. And now they have depth and quality depth at the running back position, which I think is going to be one of the strongest suits for the Nittany Lions in the 2021 season. As they look to get back to the postseason, get back to a bowl game, and get back to where they truly want to go, and I would imagine that's going to be the college football playoff. Now they've got that's not going to be an easy trek. They've got Auburn, they've got Wisconsin first game of the year, they've got to play at Ohio State. They're hosting Michigan. It's not going to be an easy trek, but if these guys can stay developed and Sean Clifford can play competent quarterback, it's a great problem to have, and I think Penn State, you know, might find themselves at 10-2. I expect them, I think, to either be 9-3 or 10-2, but it's going to depend on how the start of the season goes. And if the running game is there, it's going to open up the passing game. And if the passing game is there and competent, it's going to open up that offense and let Yurcich really, really dial in and zero in on what he wants to do and what he needs to do to have success offensively, which is what Penn State is looking to get back to. But until then, this has been Jared Prugar. I greatly appreciate you tuning in to the We Are Podcast and the DK Pittsburgh Sports Podcasting Network. please take a minute to subscribe, rate, review, whatever you got to do to make this work. I look forward to speaking with you again next week. Have a great week and stay out of trouble.